Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Hi to everybody on CLTV. Dave, you want to introduce the next guest?
Well, we just met in the PPG Paints green room. We happen to share the same last name because she's my daughter. And it's
odd that you just would have met. I would have think you would have known her for a long time.
Yeah, I do know her. Lindsay Ennett, she is the executive director of the North Center Chamber of Commerce, which has a big, is that right? Is that
your
right
title? Correct.
And they have a big event coming up this weekend, Steve.
The biggest. Hey, what happened? We used to do the show from there. How come we're not doing that anymore?
Well, I'd be happy to talk to my team and see.
Yeah, let's get that done for next year.
Team out there for Red Fest Chicago.
Yeah, we got to come back. All right, so Linz, explain what happens during Rib Fest. Vicious competition amongst rib makers, right?
It's true. At Rib Fest Chicago 2019, we will have 14 incredible rib vendors. We have one of them in the studio today, City Barbecue. You're looking at St. Louis style competition quality ribs. Right here.
Barbecued mac and cheese?
Well, we're not smoking it yet, but that's an idea.
Yeah, it's a pain when it falls between the grill grates. What's your name?
My name's Clint.
I just walked in, Clint. I apologize. I'm new to the show. And City Barbecue, how long have you been cooking?
Well, we've been cooking for 20-plus years as a company, and we've been in Chicago now for two.
Why are you guys the best?
Don't
be modest.
We pour everything we have into it, you know, so we're smoking it day in and day out, constantly throughout the day, and we really specialize in focusing on the competition quality, as Lindsay mentioned, and we're excited to be a part of RibFest.
Are you trained in this, or did you come upon it a different way?
Well, I've been in the business for 20-plus years as well,
okay.
But we do get vigorous training, and barbecue is, you're constantly learning, because you have to continue to improve and be ready to compete.
But there's no new technology in meat, is there?
Not too much.
So it's little tweaks here and there about how you do stuff.
Yeah, tweaks, and then internally. You have to become wise in the practice.
You think he knows about the grill, Daddy?
I have a hunch they find ways to clean the grill themselves.
How about a pro tip? How do you clean your grill?
Pro tips, elbow grease. That's probably the best way. We use a pressure washer, too. So those are two best ways to get our smokers clean.
Maybe that's what I need.
Now, do you know about the Grill Daddy?
I'm not familiar.
The
no.
Grill Daddy is Dave's greatest joy outside of his daughter, Lindsay. The Grill Daddy is filled with water.
You fill it with water.
And?
It's a steel brush. You fill it with water, and then it spurts out the water on the hot grill.
Mm-hmm.
So which turns to steam, and it kind of steam cleans your grill as you go.
It's kind of a combination then of
yes.
pressure wash
yeah.
and elbow grease.
It does
like
sound
it.
As good as your pressure washer. I think I have to get one of those.
Well, his grill's a little bigger than ours anyway.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Ashley, you a big fan of barbecue?
I am. I love barbecue. I randomly get cravings when I'm just chilling at home, and I'm mm-hmm. like, there's actually a City Barbecue over where I live, so we head over nice. There from time to time and grab some grub.
Now, Lindsay, where's this barbecue you brought in for us?
This is, it's right over here next to Clint, uh-huh. and there will be plenty for everybody.
All right, so Ashley, would you mind being our test eater?
Oh, I got you.
Okay. Ashley will eat and tell us what this is and how good it is. What are we going to start with?
This is our St. Louis cut ribs for the competition.
Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. You chew for a second while Lindsay tells me more. You got Austin, Texas, Lightning, Bay City Barbecue, Barbecue King, Smokehouse. I mean, the list is long. Famous Dave's will be there.
Yes, we have, like I said, 14 rib vendors this year at Rib Fest Chicago. We also have a number of non-rib vendors for if you're looking for something other than barbecue. It's Father's Day weekend. What better gift to bring Dad than to take him to
right?
a fabulous festival with great music, great food.
And you know how good this is? Your dad even eats ribs on this weekend.
He does.
How can I not?
Right?
I mean, out of loyalty to my daughter, although she did not take up my suggestion to set up a kale booth. But one of these
well, that's
years,
because she would like people to attend.
Maybe that's it.
Also, a great music lineup.
Yes. We have 21 bands.
21 bands?
Yes. So we have an excellent music lineup. We also have family entertainment on the main stages Saturday and Sunday from noon to 2. Incredible lineup. Post Animal, who are a Chicago band, closes us out on Sunday night. I'm also very excited for The Dip on Saturday night. They're kind of an R&B Motown. They've gotten compared to Booker T and the MGs.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's
my people.
So it's a very eclectic lineup. We have Christone Kingfish Ingram, who is a from Clarksdale, Mississippi. He's an incredible gifted. He's only 20 years old. An incredible gifted blues guitarist.
So you have to know all these bands to book these bands, right?
We work with an excellent event team who books the bands. We really try to.
So you didn't have to go on scouting missions on every bar in Chicago to from Chicago to Memphis and back?
I would be more than happy to if they paid me to
really
do that.
Not really, Dave. No. But it's a great event. And as I said, we've done the show live from there before. What's the website for all this stuff, information-wise?
It's ripfest-chicago.com. We're still selling VIP passes.
What do you get for those?
So for the there's one-day and three-day options. And for those, you get set amount of food and drink tickets. You can also skip the line with the Tide Cleaners Fast Pass. Skip the beverage line. It includes your gate contribution and a lovely seating, a lovely dining lounge with seating, shade. You can charge your phone. Mm-hmm. There's a luxury restroom trailer. And
Yes, I've seen that. That's actually very nice.
Let me tell you something. Any festival in Chicago, if you have a luxury restroom trailer, that's a hook. All right, let's go back to Ashley now. She's just finished a rib. What'd you think?
It was really good, very flavorful. You know, very
is it
tender.
Good enough for you to go spend money at the City Barbecue next to your place?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. You converted another customer, man, just like that.
Outstanding.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So take me through a couple of tips on how we could actually cook, not as good as you, but we could increase our barbecue skills and maybe do a little something special at home.
Well, you know, it's kind of a cliche, but low and slow is going to be your best bet. You know, a lot of recipes, if you look at them online, they're going to lead you a little too high a temp for the cook and too short a time. So slow it down, lower that temp, and just be patient.
Do you need a smoker or can you use a regular grill?
You can use a regular grill, definitely.
Is it harder?
It's a little harder to maintain that temp. Those smokers tend to just hold temp a lot better, especially the ceramics and those type. They're going to maintain that heat.
But if you got a good quality Weber or whatever the case may be, you ought to be able to do it as well.
Correct.
Yeah. All right, so Dave, write this down. This is how you make pork ribs. What are we doing? When are we putting the rack on there?
When are you putting them on?
Yeah, like you put it in the morning, let them sit and smoke all day?
No, you know, for something what we refer to kind of as a small meat there, it's 2.5 to 3 hours.
Okay.
It should be your cook time to get that proper breakdown.
And temperature?
For that rib. Temperature anywhere from, you know, 250 to 275.
And peak it at 275.
Mm-hmm.
The 275 is your high end.
Mm-hmm.
And you're good for 2 or 3 hours. What's finishing temp going to be on the meat?
We don't temp ribs other than from a food safety standpoint.
Right.
So it's going to be more the feel.
Feel and cut into them, take a look at them?
Feel, and you want it to have a little bit. You don't want it to fall off the bone. So not from a competition standpoint. You want a good bite on it.
And the food safety standpoint is like 165.
165. So we certainly will temp for that, especially all weekend at our festival and in the joint. But right now, you know, really it's just for that touch, for the proper.
Don't you have any hard-hitting questions to grill your daughter on?
Well, I was going to ask Clint, don't you guys, if let's say another rib vendor runs out of something, do you guys help each other out or is it just cutthroat?
Oh, professional rib courtesy.
Yeah.
Everyone will be challenged to have the right amount of product this weekend.
Good for you, Clint.
Okay. It's good.
Yeah, don't be coming over to me asking for something.
Yes.
And guests at Rib Fest Chicago will be able to vote for their favorite ribs. We have a People's Choice Award every year, as well as a Judge's Choice. We have some celebrity judges coming in.
Who are your celebrity judges?
We got Patty Vasquez.
She's really good.
WGN Zone.
Yeah, she's
we
good.
Have Aaron Wright of the Chicago Red Stars.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we have Max Jenkins from TV's Lost in Space.
That's tremendous. Any other radio creeps coming in that aren't as
not
good
Dave?
As Patty?
No, I'll be on a plane, actually, on Sunday when they do the judging.
And who's the defending champ?
Defending champ for Judge's Choice is Chicago Barbecue Company. Defending champ for People's Choice is Austin's Texas Lightning.
Okay. I don't trust a place called Texas Lightning in the middle of Chicago. Am I wrong?
I haven't had the ribs. Oh, okay. I don't know. What about kids?
Kids, we've got...
You should not barbecue kids. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Oh, Steve.
That was really well done, Liz.
That was well done. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We do have our Kids Square area set up again this year. We'll have inflatables, games, activities, and as I mentioned before, we'll have family entertainment on the main stages on Saturday and Sunday this weekend from noon to 2.
You know, really... That whole area, it's along Lincoln Avenue from just north of Irving Park. It just smells great.
It smells amazing.
It really is amazing.
Tickets available on either end, right?
Yes, that's correct. We also have ticket packages available at ribfest-chicago.com.
Just print them at home, bring them in?
Well, it's a will call situation, okay. But you can save a little money by purchasing in advance. And it's on Lincoln Avenue between Irving Park Road and Berteaux. And as a reminder, any donation you give at the gate, any dollars you spend at the festival at RibFest Chicago are going right back into the amazing North Center community. You're supporting our local schools, our food pantries, organizations.
It's a great neighborhood.
That empower youth, yeah. Support youth sports, provide social services, and RibFest Chicago has reinvested more than $350,000 back into our local schools and
good
for you.
That's great. It's a good story.
We're incredibly proud of that.
As you should be. You might remember, Dave, a few years ago, Kevin Powell, who I think was on this show then, we yeah. sent him
Was
out.
He on this show?
He was, yeah, before he left me like the traitor that he is. But we sent him over there, and I believe you've banned him now, like I'm drunk at a bar that's had too much. You said you've had too many. Get out. Isn't that right?
I don't think it's possible to be over... I've never seen anyone be over-served in terms of barbecue at RibFest.
I'm certainly willing to
Kevin,
try.
Kevin definitely pressed our limits.
Yeah, Steve, you're close to this, aren't you?
I'm certainly willing to try to be over-served by barbecue. Yeah.
We got to get Grzanich over there. Give us a Monday review as well. And Ashley, you thumbs up, right, on City Barbecue?
Oh, yeah, two thumbs up.
All right, both of them. And all right, final word, website one more time.
Ribfest-chicago.com, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday 5 to 10, Saturday, Sunday, noon to 10, Lincoln Avenue between Irving Park Road and Berteaux. We hope to see you. Bring Dad.
It's a great Father's
Day. Enjoy Father's Day weekend, and come on and join us at RibFest Chicago.
I think the weather's going to be good, too. I'm counting on it. I'm calling Skilling.
I think so.
Yes. Yep.
And Clint, I'm going to go see you for something called Double Smoke Brisket Tacos, which was my name when I danced, Dave. I don't know if you remember that.
I thought it was a band you were in. I'm sorry. I can't keep them straight.
That's ridiculous. It sounds like a great menu.
Yes.
We're going to come see you.
Yeah, very good.
Excellent. Ashley, you keep eating.
I will.
Because I know we're not paying you
don't
much.
Don't got to tell me twice.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for having us, Steve.